This is time. Time to connect the dots. You know, it's really sad that the children of today, the ones that go to public school, so much knowledge is being kept from them. But it's been like that for a long time. In fact, all the history lessons need to be rewritten. And we're on our way to getting full disclosure of all that has been kept from us. But it's really a shame that parents are sending their children to school and they're getting cheated out of true knowledge. So much I learned when I got out of school, it was unbelievable. Like, why wasn't I taught that in grade school? Like, I bought a book one day because I heard about people being able to see auras. And I believe it was called How to See Auras by Ted Andrews. This is a book that's a long, long time ago. But it didn't take me long to follow the instructions by cutting out some paper cutouts and placing them and learning to focus your eyes only around the culprit disc. This is something a second or third grade child could learn how to do. And in 15 minutes, I was able to see the auric colors. For instance, every time I look at something white, I see the auric color of yellow. And if I gaze into it a little more, I'll also see pink. And sometimes it's even possible to see green, all hiding within the white. And why aren't children being taught this? A consorted effort by government and world control is to keep people ignorant. And telepathy should be taught too, perhaps. Even remote viewing, this should be taught to children, really. I mean, every human being has the ability to comprehend telepathic communication, unless they've been numbed, which world organizations have programs out there to keep people numbed down. And there's so much children could be learning at a young age. And it's a shame, really. And even the adults were not being told, oh, it's possible, like free energy. And the people who invented it or rediscovered it, like Tesla, they were railroaded out of putting their products out there by the secret world government, which had a stronghold in the USA already. And the pending patents that were filed had been locked up by big corporations because they want to charge you money for fuel and electricity and stuff like that. In fact, there's, why aren't children being shown pictures of maybe 150 years ago, 200 years ago, when there were buildings with antennas on them? And people were getting free electricity, like the kind Tesla discovered. Broadcasting, there was the car that had an antenna, and the taking the free energy out of the air, the car was able to run. Well, I mean, everybody's talking about water pollution and stuff. All they have to do is give us that free energy, and we won't be polluting. Of course, giant oil companies will be losing money, and they have a big control of our society. But let me just give everyone a history about that goes back how far what's been revealed to mankind already. within the last 100 years, some of the saints are only within the last 20 years, maybe 25 years. And so it's been known, it's been given, this info has been given to the human race that 250 billion years ago, here's what happened 250 billion years ago. But we've been told important things. That was the beginning of the fallen angels, fallen Elohim species, the rebellion, the Antichrist rebellion against God or Source. This happened 250 billion years ago. And eventually it caught up with us here on Earth, this rebellion from long, long ago that created what has been referred to as the Phantom Matrix. So, it would be good for us all to know that this is when evil came into existence. And these evil creatures that wanted to play God for themselves broke energy contacts by blowing up a 12-dimensional portal or connection to the higher realms beyond that. And little did they know, they were severing their free energy. All beings were eternal back then, and 250 billion years ago, and they put an end to that. And when they found out, they realized that our eternal free energy, we don't have a source of it anymore because we disconnected from all the free energy that comes from the source, a.k.a. God, the single source of all there is. And that was the creation of vampires, energy vampires, and the energy vampires that they had made themselves into had to steal energy from other beings, just like in the movie The Matrix. And eventually, these energy-sucking vampires brought Earth into their phantom matrix. And some of them are still here. And this is, one of the bad things that it's in the process of being removed entirely. Evil, yes. Victory on the light has been declared, and this evil will be removed. But that's an important event that long, long, long ago, 250 billion years ago, even before the Earth was around as a planet, because we know the Earth is only, how many billion years it is, don't let me tell you. scientists still think the universe is only 14-point-something billion years old. Well, maybe this universe is. But other info has been revealed to us that there are many creator gods, and each creator god has their own universe. There's thousands of them. So our universe might be only 14-point-something billion years old. And that's all we can see when you look into space and any of these other universes. Really, we don't even have to think about it. But think back 250 billion years, long before our universe even came to an existence, there was a breakaway from the original source of all there is by these rebels. And they created their own phantom matrix that revolved around a black hole. Doesn't sound too nice, does it? And so there was no more longer way for them to ascend. And of course, all creatures are, we're all spirit beings. If you have a consciousness, you're a spirit being. And they lost their connection to readjust themselves to the original source of all there is that gave them their spirits to begin with. That's right. That information also was revealed to humanity maybe 100 years ago, how the universe works. All original creations were of spirit consciousness. Physical reality didn't happen until a long, long time after. Most children don't care about that much, but for us adults, this is important history for us to know. And let's just get further ahead. There's a book out there called The 12th Planet. I think it was written 2006 or something. It talks about the, it's based on clay tablets. They have physical items found over in Iran, Iraq, used to be called Persia back then. Sumerian tablets, they call them because it was in the area of Sumeria that they found them. And there's some that's heard for you also. But that part of the world and these physical items, clay tablets, and the story of the Anunnaki, the 12th planet that comes into our solar system every 3,600 years, and then goes back to Sirius star system. I know sure children might not be interested in this, but this is college students should be taught what's historical information. And they came here to steal the gold off our world. And about after being here, we'll move up the scale to about 300,000 years ago, they decided to enslave mankind and take away some of our abilities by disconnecting our DNA. All human beings have 12-strand DNA. And they made a gentleman inactive. And why isn't this information being shared with the human race, you know? In fact, children in grade school should be taught that in their physical body, they have seven chakras, you know? And 12 strands of DNA. And of course, we have 12 chakras, but what grade they're going to teach children that, who knows. But eventually, sometime in the curriculum of 12 grades, that should be taught. And it's not being taught. We didn't introduce this in their junior high or high school, but it should be taught. People aren't even taught, adults too, who you are. You know, you're not just the creation of your mother and father. They created the physical body that you're in now, but it's known your spirit comes from God. The top source creates all the spirit beings, and everyone, forget about that old saying, all men are created equal. That's a misstatement, but they've gotten everyone to believe it. Every individual is a specific, different individual, you know? And that's done on purpose. So your consciousness is from the single source of all there is. That's where your consciousness has come from. And then you, as an angelic-type human, choose which parents, which physical body manifested by the parents to create the physical body, the physical parents that create the physical body, you choose to enter into that womb that's being incubated in the mother at different times. And this is who you are. You're an angelic human consciousness living out an existence in a physical body. You know, children, you should be taught that, you know, that your spirit comes from above. Your parents did not give you your spirit. They gave you the physical body. And you're a composite. You're a spirit in a physical body. Your mother and father created the physical body for you. And then you, as a spirit being, entered into it. And that's who you are. You're a spirit living in a physical body and experience what it is to be a human being in the 21st century now. And some of us that were born in the 20th century were experiencing from that point up to now. And the only real time is now. So we're in the year 2024. But those are some important points that we've been at a disadvantage for the last 300,000 years. But there's more pictures that make up the big picture. Now that you understand who we really are, we're spirit consciousness experiencing human life in the human body, human physical human body, other bad things have been thrust upon us by beings, creatures from other worlds. So you got the Anunnaki invasion of planet Earth 445,000 years ago. You got the taking away, disconnecting ten of our 12 chakras, which gives us a minimum connection to the universe. Then about 220,000 years ago, that was the start of the Luciferian Rebellion that eventually made its way to Earth, which the Earth planetary prince at the time decided to join, which put us further behind the eight ball. And then we have other attitudes. We have the Lemurians came here, which added some good things, but then we had the Atlanteans, and they brought some good things, but at the same time, because the demons were already here from the Luciferian Rebellion, and the vampire suckers from the original rebellion that started 250 billion years ago, these vampire energy suckers, we were all subjected to this living on Earth, which has made it difficult. And the Atlanteans, though they were sophisticated with the top society in the beginning, eventually they became corrupted by negative influences, which are invisible demons from the Luciferian Rebellion, other demons, negative creatures from other worlds, and a host of bad things that we have been subjected to. And, you know, and we'll bring it up to more recent times, and then there was the big flood created by the Atlanteans blowing up their island continent, and then there was a pole shift. There's actually been a few pole shifts on planet Earth, and there was the big flood around 11,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago, depends on how you're counting. And that wiped out a lot of creatures. And it also, in conjunction with the pole shift, it created a loss of memory or continuity. And for the human race, and the fact that we have already been beaten down by having 10 of our 12 chakras disconnected from 300,000 years back, through all those years, some people reconnected to them, and then we've had some good visitations by other beings. We had the Anunnaki playing the false gods. They were infiltrating all so-called religions, and some of them they were creating themselves. And so we have all these things going on in the past that has been making life difficult for humanity. And then we had more creatures from other negative races coming here. And maybe we have this thing called the Egyptian culture, which were negative ancients, probably of Anunnaki origin, and negative survivors from the negative Atlantean period. And they set up shop in Samaria in the Middle East, Egypt. And they were warring with each other because that's what negative factions do. We have records of all this stuff going on, you know? And then maybe we have the Roman Empire, which are, they are the creators of the Bible. You know, revelations were being given to different groups, small groups of people, and different authors wrote different books. And then the Romans, who were, this history needs to be told, the Romans were very annoyed at the pesky Jewish people and the pesky Christians that didn't want to bow down to the emperor, decided to invent this thing called the Bible in 325 A.D. And people, you know, swear that everything in that book is true. You know, it's an edited collection of books. We could call it the world's first encyclopedia. And then we had another false god inventive religion that the Arab people took to heart, you know, in their famous book. I don't even want to mention it, but take the time to read it. It's one page false god, one page real god. Well, if that isn't the confusion. And all these religions, basically, some of the major ones, not all religions, but many of the major religions are male-dominated. And that's because of the negative races from other worlds. They were all male-dominating races and put women as second-class citizens. And they did their best to destroy any authority that women had on our planet. Which, then there was this thing called the Renaissance, you know, that happened in the 1500s or 1600s. And an ascended master called Saint Germain actually began the foundations for what would become the United States of America and the Constitution. It said ascended masters can zip in and out of space and time at will, and it's been said that the Saint Germain, who was in France during the Renaissance, manifested himself at the signing of the Declaration of Independence, and was here in America helping the American patriots put that together. So all these things are part of history that aren't being told. And then we have, after the America, the United States of America was formed, we had more problems coming on. You know, we had fighting with the Native American Indians, with the Europeans. All the treaties that were made between the Native American Indians and U.S. government, they all ended up being broken, basically, by the U.S. government, you know. Some people were willing to bargain fairly with the Native American Indians or indigenous people of North America. I mean, it wasn't just one group. There were hundreds of tribes here, and many of them famous names, and some were bigger than others. But they were, we were basically, Europeans were basically stealing their land, and any treaties that were made were not really fair ones. So this is all part of history that needs to be told. You know, it's not Hollywood Indians versus the cavalry like we've seen in the TV shows. So there's a lot more to it than that. But that wasn't the end of the problems, you know. And then in, we need to talk about the 1871, where the U.S. corporation was founded, still called the United States of America, but Inc., I-N-C period, took over and started to create, just take control. And people were oblivious to what was going on. And that was started with the bankers and the British Empire, gaining back the colonies silently and secretly. And that just morphed on down the road. You know, the Federal Reserve was created. created a foreign banking institution to take control of our money, and then the IRS, another foreign entity, I hear. Yeah, it could be wrong, who knows, but that's what I hear, was created to collect tax money. Then there was the birth certificate scam that was fostered on the American people, and that if you were born in a hospital, your mother was asked to sign all forms, and you were given your like fake birth certificate, which is more of a death certificate. Both death and debit certificate, where you've declared your mother signed over and declared you to be a defunct vessel under maritime law. And all these bad things have happened to the people of America here, and equally to other people around the world too, in different ways. And but it didn't end there, you know. The birth certificate scam, then that a good thing happened. Social Security was created, which was good for people here in America. But that was followed by some bad stuff right away. At the same time, negative elements were meeting with people like the Nazis, and they were making agreements, you know, superior weapon technology for the rights to the people. And that led into World War II, you know. Nazis were dealing with the negative VTs. And then after the Allies finally beat, so-called beat the Germans, other military factions were taking over. And unfortunately, the U.S. government pulled in all the Nazi scientists and stuff, gave them immunity. We even gave immunity to Japanese people that were wrongfully torturing people, just like some of the Germans did. And we gave them immunity. Come work for us and share the knowledge with us. But in the meantime, more things were happening. It was the Philadelphia experiment in 1943. I think the group, the negative VT group, was called the Zeta Reticuli, I believe. Or somebody, a bunch of grays, whomever they were evil. And they tricked us into doing the Philadelphia experiment, which opened up a portal for more negative VTs to come in. And that then led to more things. It led down to the Montauk Project, where ETs and military people are working secretly underground on devious things, all about New World Order control. And right after World War II, the CIA was formed, another devious organization, not to really protect Americans, but to engage in all kinds of bad things. And who's behind all these bad things? Negative ETs that have been controlling are the people of Earth. And they work with the elite here on Earth. And the elite actually, really, they're in control, but they kind of know that it's the ETs, the negative ETs, calling on the shots. They've set us up to pray amongst ourselves. They trick us in all these us versus them games, and we have ongoing group in America here today. You know, we've got, I mean, for the last 150 years or so, it's the two-part political system. It keeps us in constant conflict, us versus them, you know, and we're still playing the game today with the politics today. Unbelievable. And they want to rally you. They turned it into a football game or a professional wrestling match, whatever you want to call it. And they keep it. If you're on that side or you're on this side. And this goes on in every country in the world. In fact, all the countries in the world now are under the control of the evil world order. They're still here. And the negative VT races have been removed. Most of them will have them removed. And you don't have to, it's not just removing the physical plane. They've got their underground bases. And this information should be public information, and your children should hear about it too. You know? maybe junior high schools are ready to hear about it, but this battle has been going on and on and on for a long, long time, and it's still going on. And the final versions, the final moves in the chess game are being played out right now as I speak. And then we came all the whistleblowers in the at the end of the last the 20th century. You know, revelations about all the secret things that the government was doing that they didn't want to tell you about, you know. There was a secret treaty between the U.S. government and the ETs, the Greys, the ones that were feeding us the weapons info, so they could, the agreement was they could do cattle abductions and abduct people on a minimum basis, of course. The negative ETs are bigger liars than the biggest liars in the human race. And they broke all the rules of any treaty, and because they still had superior weapons to us, there wasn't much we could do about it. But we need to be talking about this, and our children need to be hearing about corruption in government. That is controlled by extraterrestrial sources more than we want to admit. You know, I mean, they're being removed from Earth, but like I said, not just the physical aspects. They're hiding out in the etheric plane, in the astral plane. And why doesn't anybody know there's more than just a physical plane? There's an etheric plane, there's an astral plane, and then there's the dimensions above us, too, that vibrate faster. And we're beginning to be revealed, like on the internet, this information, but this needs to be public information. You know, the ages of the zodiac, their importance, and there's all kinds of information tied in with that. We go through the cycles of 11,000 years during the darkness and 2,000 years when the light, and then it repeats again. Twice, you know, 11 and 2 is 13, 11 and 2 again is 13 plus 13 equals 26, which is the precision of the equinoxes. The time it takes the Earth to go around the sun and show up on the same point in the sky, you know, roughly it's 25,920, roughly 26,000 years, but you know, children need to be known this important information. You know, like the tilt angle of the Earth, 23.5 degrees roughly, is tied in with the phantom matrix, you know? And the phantom matrix is dying out. And they will be obliterated when the event happens. And that people need to start hearing about the event is coming. You know, it's going to be a quantum recrystallization of all matter. People need to find out that matter, you know, there's more to it than the atoms in the periodic chart like they've told us. The real truth, I mean, it's more coming in all the time, but here's the revelation from a whistleblower back in 1995. He had been working on secret, the building of secret dumb bases, you know, D period U period M period B period. It has to do with the military underground, secret underground bases. And he had to quit the project after a while because he saw the nonsense that was going on, you know, and the people need to be informed that the secret world government that operates through our United States too and around the world, they have tunnels, maglev tunnels all around the world. And so he made some very important, startling information right before they killed him, because that's what the secret world government does. You reveal things about secret projects that you were working on, and you know, you should be given a medal and award for revealing the truth, but you're not. You're hunted down and eventually killed by the secret military because they don't want the public knowing that they're working with negative ETs that are working for the destruction of humanity, or great places like the United States. And so in 1995, he's revealing that the scientific information gained by the secret military here in the U.S. knew for a long, long time that to stop hurricanes in their tracks. And he gave that information. It's out there on the Internet. You know, we don't have to deal with allow hurricanes to happen anymore. And then we have all these other mechanical things that are used to manipulate the weather, like the harp frequencies. And we don't have to allow hurricanes to hit land and devastate people anymore. But the good, decent people of America and other places around the world, we are not allowed to know the knowledge of what to do. He said it was as simple as this man, Phil Schneider, look him up. He did a few good videos out there before they finally killed him. And he talked about the battle in the 70s he had with gray aliens, 7-foot-tall gray aliens. You know, government doesn't want you to know that they're an underground basis. Well, they were then. I think most of them had been rounded out. But we still have the evil people here that are willing to follow up on these programs and explain a simple bomb in the center of a hurricane would stop the hurricane right in its tracks, and it wouldn't continue any further. So how many people have lost their lives? How many people have suffered because the secret military groups don't want to share the truth with the American people? It's really sad. And the revelations keep coming, and then there's the connection, the geometric connections. You know, if you look at the geometry shown by NATO, who uses that reverse name, and we know when you reverse things, that's sign of evil right there. The geometric shapes they're using resemble two-world spacecraft. You know, there's spacecraft, and this was revealed back in the 1970s. There's spacecraft that the higher evolved civilizations use that can interlock two separate universes together, or two separate dimensions together. And then there's the tri-ones that can interact three things simultaneously, three different aspects of total reality simultaneously. And this information isn't being shared, but it should be. And many other things should be shared, like the free energy, the real medicine, you know, any doctors that have come up with real medicine that wasn't pharmaceutical, they have been killed. And their work confiscated and never released to the general public. It might have went out there for a short while, but that's the sad situation we're in. Now, we want truth and we want full disclosure. This pretentious thing about the government going to give us disclosure, it's just, you know, they're kidding us. Conning us along. And all healing is done with energy and light. You know, every color of the light has a different frequency. So it's not nonsense when we've been told to call on the violet flame to come down around you and spin down around you for protection, because that violet light can offer you protection from low-frequency negative creatures. And that's why light always wins over darkness, because the higher the vibrations, the lower vibrations can't exist within the higher light. You know, the highest light is God himself, pure white light, vibrating faster than you could ever imagine, astronomically fast. And then darkness vibrated low vibrations, you know? That's why they like to hide out underground. They don't want the sun shining on them. You know, it's kind of like the vampire legend, you know? The sun is no good for them. The bright, faster, vibrating light is no good for them. They can't keep them their evil selves in the light. So the science fiction movies, Legends of Dracula, you're telling us little tricks. But it's a known fact nowadays. But this kind of stuff needs to be taught in school to children. When you're friendly, when you're loving, when you're kind, those are higher vibrations that keep everybody friendly. When you allow name-calling and hatred and dirty tricks that children end up playing in school on each other sometimes, those are negative energies, and it makes it more open for demons to enter into your body. When you're vibrating in a loving way, demons cannot enter your body because they're vibrating too low. This is science, and that's why, in the end, light always wins. There's the core source of all there is light. And when we're talking about trying to explain things to scientists, they love to explain things with their atoms and stuff like that. What we call physical reality is slow-moving light. You heard of the dimension, so children there just need to hear it. You know, hey, we're living in the third dimension, which encompasses dimensions 1, 2, and 3. It's the first density, and every 3 dimensions is another density. Children need to learn that. And that's why the Earth is moving up from the 3rd dimension to the 5th dimension, because when the vibrations get high enough, the demons cannot follow us. They can't exist around us anymore. And this needs to be talked about. It's important stuff. Every dimension you go up, the frequencies increase, not just by 100 times, but anywhere from 1,000 times to 10,000 times to 1,000,000 times faster. And that explains how some things can disappear. You know, if an entity, a creature, has the ability to increase its frequency by 100,000 times or 1,000,000 times, it's just going to disappear right in front of you because your eyes aren't capable of perceiving anything moving so fast. You know, it's the old thing. The hand is quicker than the eye. Well, if your hand can be quicker than the eye, just think how you're not going to be able to see something that's vibrating 1,000 times faster than you or 10,000 times faster than you. And when it's just a matter of learning how to do this. And that's part of the things that we should be taught. You know, a human being has the ability, has energy fields around it. There's 5 things that make up a human being. Why isn't this being taught? It's not just a physical reality. We are being conned to accept a life of stupidity in school. All the history books have to be rewritten, and parents should be demanding that the new knowledge that encompasses vibrational frequencies and auras and DNA memory. Yeah, memory is stored in your DNA, activating more of your DNA. You know, your chakras are spinning energy centers. Everybody has a star tetrahedron energy around their body. What? You don't know what a star tetrahedron is? Well, how come? Why weren't you taught that in school? Well, you should have been. You know, because that's the vehicle when people are finally taught how to use the power of their mind to activate their star tetrahedron, which is 2 tetrahedrons interimposed upon each other. Think of equilateral triangles, pyramids made out of equal tetrahedron, pyramid made out of 4 equilateral triangles, the 3 sides and the base. Think of that, 1 pointing down, 1 pointing up, and interpenetrating each other to be equal all around in proportion of the triangles that are created. One spins in one direction, the one spins in the other direction. And when you mentally have been taught how to do that, that is your vehicle to move out of your physical body and go through space like on a dream. You don't need no oxygen, you don't need no spacecraft, but you can pull your physical body with you when you learn how to do that. These are amazing things. It's not that far off. And the only full disclosure we need to understand is that the good galactic beings of the universe that we have been kept apart from will be coming here soon, right after this thing called the event, when the energy levels are increased and there's our physical bodies are changed into super physical bodies. It's going to happen in our lifetime very soon. Nobody knows the exact day, but it's very likely to happen next year. We should be talking about this and getting ready and looking forward to it and realize, let's stop all the wars and nonsense going on, because there's no point in this. Nothing can be won. We've got two or more ongoing wars in the world now, and the crooked governments that are ruled by the dark side and evil forces. Yeah, evil demons are still here, and they're still controlling the minds of the elites, because demons like to see people being hurt and suffering, and they feed off that. Yeah, the demons are still here. The Satanists, the drinkers of adrenochrome, and that's another thing, you know, that people should be. We need to talk about the truth. These evil things go on. Hundreds of thousands of children are still being abducted every year. There needs to be a bigger effort to stop this. You know, parents need to be warned about protecting their children, because there's big money in this. Some people will do anything for money, and the dark side, they pay their money, go abduct some children for school, pay you whatever they pay. I don't know what they pay, $10,000 a child, $100,000 a child, and the dark side has endless amounts of money. And there are people willing to do that. That's all they care about. Pay me to do anything. I'll do anything. Just pay me enough money. And because that's the type of situation we still have to go, parents need to be more protective of their children. Now, if you have children, you don't want to see them being abducted. Of course, you won't see it happening, but it'll happen when you're not paying attention. I feel sorry for those Native Americans, indigenous Americans of the tribes. They have a big problem with abductions out there. Of course, it's easier to abduct children living out in the wilderness, you know. They walk behind a tree for a couple of seconds and they'll get snatched, you know. There's a, I have it in my book. You should buy it and you'll gain some knowledge of what's been kept from you. I have a picture in the, I don't know if it's on page 6 of the second chapter, but whatever, there's a picture there of the thing that comes out of the sky. It's an invisible structure, and you only can see points outlining the parameter. Then you play the game, connect the dots, and you'll see you have some kind of a funnel that can come out of the sky and move quickly towards anybody and suck them right up. It almost got me, and that's how I know about it. But you can learn about things like that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, by me. And my name is Tom Edison, the host of this show. And that's it. Knowledge is important. Sharing. We've all had weird experiences, and we all should be talking about them. You know, I have pictures in that book, too, that show about the all the tiny creatures that fly around at night. That's it. The camera can pick them up. If you have a spruce tree, they like to perch on spruce trees. Why? I don't know how to communicate with them. And or maybe they would tell me why, but the photograph group, they like to hang out on spruce trees. And when they go flying around, you know, if you can think of like a tree and there's a lot of insects hanging on the branches and the leaves, well, that's what the camera will pick up. It's like, you know, like fireflies glow, but these creatures glow in a degree of low camera power that the camera will pick up. And they're out there all the time. They're sharing the same space as us. And whether they can see us, who knows. But a camera will show us where they are, and they're out there every night. And spruce trees are apparently our favorite ones, because I picked them up on spruce trees in different locations. And when they get up their perches and fly around, they leave light trails. Kind of like if you've ever seen pictures in magazines where, you know, there's hundreds of cars below driving in traffic and they leave the shutter open in the camera, and it looks like the taillights extend forever. Well, that's the same kind of light trail that these little tiny creatures, anywhere from the size of gnats to maybe as big as dragonflies, you know, out there. I've got pictures in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And why is no one talking about this? I mean, this is phenomenal discovery here. I claim to be the one who made it, because I've got the pictures to prove that this is reality, and it's not just one picture, you know, not like the Bigfoot, there's that one picture keeps floating around. But we have a lot of information on Bigfoot, too, but I have, like, dozens and dozens of pictures like that, and I put only about 75 in the book, but in my own private collection, I have about 200, and this is reality. Small little creatures sharing the same space with us. And it's real. And because my pictures are 35 millimeter, and I've got the negatives, I've got the proof. Unfortunately, when they put them out in the book, I went with some cheap company. I had never published a book before with pictures, so I had no idea how they were going to take my beautiful 4x6 photos and ruin them when they digitalize it. They blurred the quality, but you'll still get the picture, you'll still see the light rails, but the quality of the pictures was destroyed by this company that published my book. You deserve to find out who this company is. It's called Fulton Books out of Pennsylvania. Yeah. And they basically destroyed the value of the pictures. But there's still enough there for you can see what's happening. And I just let it go like that, because without the money, other people told me if I wanted to have crystal clear pictures, it would cost me about $15,000 to print this book, which I didn't have. So I had to go with the low-budget company, but little did I know that they were going to destroy the quality of the pictures. But there's still enough detail in those pictures to make you wake up and say, wow, this is going on. And it's so I let it go out like that, because time, you know, I'm just a basic paycheck to a person. I don't have the money, and would have just took me too long to gather that money, and I didn't want to put myself in debt. Plus, they would need a lot of other stupid promises that when it came to the men for filling their part, boy, did they con me. But that's life, live and learn. But the book still speaks for itself, and of course, it's got 100 pages of text that identifies plenty of information they should have talked about. I list the 39 conspiracies going on, ongoing conspiracies, things that people never talk about. The blood conspiracy, the digital conspiracy, the killing of large amounts of animals conspiracy, and a whole mess of other ones that nobody even talks about. And forget about the conspiracy theorists. There are no conspiracy theorists. There are only conspiracy revealers. You know? Just like that guy Snowden, you know? He was a conspiratist revealer. He should have been given a gold medal for exposing the evil things, and he's managed to stay alive. Thank God for that. And but these still, a lot of these negative projects, they're still ongoing. You know, the chemtrail madness. you know, what's interesting about the campaign between the Democrats and Republicans, they're, without even trying, they're indirectly showing us how incompetent both parties are, how devious both parties are. Now, the key candidates, Trump and Kamala, they're both lying and getting caught lying. So why do you want to vote for the, they're both liars, you know, and they're both deceivers. And one of the most interesting things, there are some of the hysterical things they have out there now. Kamala and her gaffes. I mean, and you can't help but laugh. I didn't realize there was that many out there, but you know, people were making fun of Joe Biden because he was stuttering and he couldn't remember who he even was or which way to walk. But when you watch these Kamala gaffes, oh my God. And the only thing conclusion you can come to, can anybody be this stupid and ignorant? And she just cackles away and laughs like it's all okay. Well, neither one of these candidates belong as president, really. And neither one know how to take care of the general public. So you got to ask yourself, why am I going to support that candidate or the other one when neither one of them are really going to do anything for the general public? And I got a kick out of when Kamala brought on her vice president, Dick, the guy from Minnesota, and they start talking about like they did something when George Floyd was killed. No, they didn't know what to do. And so simple, the obvious thing to do was, at that point in time, the local community should have been given charge of telling their police department how they wanted them to deal with situations. But that wasn't even talked about. Because these political parties and politicians, they don't care about doing things for the general public. They only want to talk about what they've done when they can brag about it and make some money and grandstand. Well, it's coming to the end of the show. Hey, this was called a radio show. Whatever. But I have so much to say tonight that there was no time for anyone to call in, really. So, I don't know. I mean, the show is Connect the Dots. This is BBS Radio, Radio Free America. And I'm going to do the countdown, and you get to hear my lead guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you in the party in time? Yeah, I write songs. I record songs. I've got 30 videos out there on YouTube. On my channel, look for it. Hey, I'm on Twitter, please follow me. Tom Anderson Press. And followed by my anthem. I gotta be somebody, it could be your anthem too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. gotta be somebody in your life. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or how to satisfy. Gotta be somebody. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand without fear, it ain't clear.